on Krolikowski, number 22, her first and the team first foul for the Panthers. So that puts number 33, Johansson, at the free throw line. Her first shot is no good. She'll get a second attempt here. 6:34 in the first period. Johansson at the line shooting her second shot. That's good. She found her groove there and puts one on the board for the Braves. 4-1. Full court press on in the backcourt now by the Braves. As Katie tosses it up to Maggie on the far side. Johnson on low. Nice cross-court pass to Katie. Puts it up for a 10-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound Braves. And they're hustling down. Beaver takes it the far side. Kicks it out to Hale. Hale takes a long three-point shot. No good. Rebound Castle this time for your Panthers. And she hustles the other way down to the far side to the corner. And that ball gets taken away by Beaver. She took her eye off the ball. Beaver reached right in and bounced it away. Mid-dribble. Now the far side. Beaver thinks about pulling up for a three. Doesn't. And now we come near side. Martin, good hustle by the Panthers to get in the face of these Brave three-point shooter. They go inside, and Fields takes a shot down low. It's no good, but draws the foul, and that foul's going to be on 22. Quickly, her second foul, and that'll send number 40, Fields, to the line to shoot two. Her first trip to the free throw line here, and her first one is no good, in and out. And she'll get a second shot. And Krolikowski goes out, and Wortman comes in to the ball game for the Panthers. And Field's second shot is good. That makes it a 4-2. Panthers ahead. Not a full court press on now. Katie brings it across half court, goes to center court, closely guarded by Hale. And then Johnson comes to help out. Katie goes to the far side, dishes it to Castle, backs up into three-point territory, tries to go inside, tip, taken away by the Braves. Fields brings that in, then tosses it to Beaver. Katie Dinan meets her at half court, takes the ball right back, and goes to the hoop. Layup's no good. Loose ball. Bounce passes underneath to Castle. Castle's layup, no good. And then on the rebound, a pushing call on the Braves, I believe. That's Johansson, her first foul for the Braves. So the ball will remain with the Panthers. Castle inbounds underneath the Panther basket. She goes up top, and Hale steps right in front of that pass, takes it away from intended for Johnson, then brings it across half court, then goes puts the ball, and she travels underneath. No call. The bucket is good. 2 points for Hale. Ties the ball game at 4 apiece. And Maggie comes to Katie. And then Johnson pulls up, fires a three. No good. Gets her own rebound. Bounces right back to her. Goes up top to Katie. Katie brings it to center court. Dishes to Wortman. Wortman looking for an outlet. Johnson underneath. Tries to go inside. Blocked out, though. Boxed out by the Edgecombe defense. Johnson tries it again. Goes in the paint. And then goes wide, far to the left. And Castle goes underneath. Nice pass underneath the basket. And then Wortman with a banker for two. Nice work by Castle and Wortman. 6-4. Panthers up by two. And the full court press on in the backcourt. And Castle and Beaver run into each other. I'm not sure who they're. And they're going to call it on Castle, as both of them had a fair shake for that ball. And that's Castle's first foul. Third foul for the Panthers with 4:16 remaining in the first period. Castle takes a seat, and Yates comes into the game to give her a breather. Edgecombe on the far side to Beaver. Beaver pulls up with a 10-foot bank shot jumper, and it's in for two. Nice bank shot to tie the game up at 6 apiece here. Maggie, cross half court on the far side, dishes to Katie at center court. Goes right, comes left to the free throw line. Just it out to Maggie just inside the three, and she nails it. Maggie Dinan with two. Makes the score 8-6. Full court press in the backcourt. Edgecombe handling it so far. Hale dribbling to the free throw line. Then the paint. Then goes for the layup. Basket is good. Panthers giving up the lane, and Maggie Denon runs it down half court, opposite direction, pass to Johnson, and a reaching foul going to be on the Braves. Number 40, Fields, her first foul, second team foul for the Panthers. 8-8 the score with 3:25 remaining in the first period. It'll be an out-of-bounds ball for the Panthers underneath the bench here. Janita to Katie. Katie steps up, fires a two-point jump shot, and right at the end, Edgecombe tries to make a save, but they're going to be called on the out-of-bounds ball. Had she just let it go, it would have been Braves ball. Workman comes out. Castle back in. Castle inbounds the ball underneath the Panthers' basket. She goes way high to Denon. Maggie pulls it down, tosses it to Katie on the far side. She makes a move far, then cross-court pass to Johnson just inside the three. It's no good. Loose ball, rebound. Braves kick it out, and Fields out front lays it up and over. Katie Denon for two. 8-10, Panthers down by two now. Maggie brings it across half court to the far side, picks up her dribble. Castle comes out to help out at the free throw line, a give and go. Now across court to Johnson, goes in the paint, layup too strong, banks it off the glass. Rebound Braves, and we're heading the other way. As Hale brings it across half court, tries to go inside, kicks it back out to Beaver for three. It's short, doesn't draw any iron. Yates hustles that one down, but she saved it, and Katie let it bounce out of bounds in front of her, not knowing Marie had touched it last. So that ball is going to remain with the Braves as they inbounds it under their basket. Hale will do the honors for the Braves, way up top to Dorofsky. Dorofsky back to Hale. She fires a three and nails it from the corner. Makes it 13-8, Braves, with 2:12 remaining in the first period. As Maggie comes across half court, passes to Katie, Maggie sets the screen. Then they go to Johnson. Yates back up top to Maggie. Maggie over to Katie, to Castle in the corner. She fires the three ball. It's up and over. No good. Rebound. Yates fights underneath, puts it back. No good. Rebound, Braves. As number 34, Fisher, in the game, but Katie gets a handle on that pass, takes the back, puts the ball up, it's no good. And then the Braves pass the ball out of bounds. And it'll be Panther ball here with a minute 40 remaining in the first period, 8:13. And that inbounds pass almost gets taken away by the Braves' Hale. Maggie backs up, sets up an offense. Goes to Castle in the corner on the far side. Janita comes out and screens, pick and roll. Johnson with the bucket, and they called her for traveling before the shot, so it's no bucket, and it'll turn the ball over to the Braves. Fisher inbounds to Hale. Hale up the far sideline across half court. Passes back to Fisher. Fisher to Dorofsky down low. Katie Denon gets a handle on that pass, knocks it loose, but then Fisher picks it up. And then they're going to call Denon, Katie, on reaching in. Her first foul, fourth team foul for the Panthers. So it'll be Braves ball on the far sideline. Hale to Fisher, to Dorofsky. Dorofsky goes inside the paint, dishes to Martin. Martin puts up a five-footer for two. And the Braves can't miss right now. 15-8. This pass to Johnson across court. Too high. She saves it from out of bounds. Denon goes to Castle underneath. Castle with a turnaround jump shot. No good. Rebound. Yates kicks it back out to Katie. Katie drives the paint. Puts it up and in for two. Katie Denon with the bucket to get on the board for the Panthers again. 15-10, 32 seconds in the first period as Hale brings it across to Fisher. Fisher goes baseline on the near side, then kicks it out to Dorofsky, and Dorofsky puts up a 5-foot two-pointer from the left side to make it 17. Maggie Denon, long ball pass to Johnson all alone. She dishes it to Yates underneath the basket, And then Castle takes over and puts it in for two. 12-17, 3 seconds on the clock here as time expires, but she bounces the ball out of bounds with 0.8 seconds on the clock. So Panthers will get 1 second, less than a second, to get this ball in and try to make a shot of it here. Castle on the near sideline goes to Johnson. Johnson with a tip. Tried to get airborne and tip it up, but it's out of bounds. I'll send it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
Brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Poppet's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
And I'll take it back in 10, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Welcome back, folks. Back at home, listening in to Lady Panther basketball here, getting ready to start up the second period. The Braves on top, 17-12. Panthers getting outscored, not getting outworked or hustled, not because, but just better shooting, better shot selection by the Braves, and not missing too much here as Panthers inbounds this ball. Maggie up top to Katie on the far side, going right to left. Katie comes back up to Johnson, over to Yates on the near side. She goes down low to Maggie. Maggie finds Castle cutting with a nice pass, and Castle puts it in for two. That's the kind of teamwork that'll put them back in the lead here as the Braves. Dorosky dribbles in, and then number 23, Hale, bangs a three-pointer. And then they mount a full-court press in the backcourt on the Panthers. Maggie way up to Janita Johnson. And again, Johnson called for traveling. Johnson playing a little tentative. And turning the ball over to the Braves here as Fisher streaks to the floor on the right side. Hands it off to Dorosky. Dorosky kicks it out to Fisher. Fisher takes a 10-footer and nails it. Again, the Braves continue to shoot hot. There's Yates all alone. Now Johnson misses. Yates all alone under the basket. Dribbles into traffic. Turns around. Passes it out to Denon. Katie from just above the free throw line. Shot's no good. Castle on the rebound and put back. No bucket, but she gets the foul. Draws the foul and will go to the line to shoot two. That foul's going to be on number 44, Martin, her first, and the team's third foul. Castle at the line to shoot two. First shot is good. Her first trip to the free throw line. And she'll get a second shot here. 6:40 remaining in the second period. Panthers down 15-22 as Castle's second shot is good. Makes it 16-22, down by six. Full court press in the backcourt. Johnson on Beaver. Beaver streaks down the far side. Crowd yelling because a Brave, and Maggie Denon steps in front of that pass. She read that. She's hustling down the court on the right side. Lays it up and in off the glass. Nice handling by, and now this time they find the Braves player all alone under the basket. That's number 33, Johansson, gets an easy bucket. Somebody missed an assignment there. Castle up to Johnson, and Johnson is whistle blown as a timeout called by Coach James of the Panthers with 6:08 remaining in the second period. 18-24 the score. The Braves matching buckets here with the Panthers as the Panthers try to edge back in this and cut that lead down. The Braves playing smart ball and high percentage shooting and taking advantage of a couple of missed assignments by the Panthers to keep that 6-point live, that 6-point lead ahead. Katie, Maggie, Melissa, Janita, and Marie on the floor for the Panthers right now. And this is going to be Panther ball inbounds from the far side on the Panther side of the court. Castle will do the honors. She goes up top to Katie. Katie dribbles forward, then dribbles back, then goes to the far side back to Castle. Johnson comes and sets a screen and then gets stripped, but they're going to call a foul on Fisher, her first foul, and the fourth team foul for the Braves. Four for the Braves, fourth for the Panthers, and Castle will inbound it again, a do-over from the far side to Katie. Katie goes near side to Maggie. Maggie goes low to Yates. Yates puts the ball on the floor, goes baseline, then passes it out to Johnson. Johnson pulls around for a 10-footer and nails it. Nice shot by Janita Johnson. Cut that lead 20-24. And here come the Braves across half-court field to Hale. Hale tied up by Yates on the far side, goes low to Beaver. Beaver looking for an outlet, finds Fields cutting underneath. She goes baseline. And a foul called. That foul's on Zanon. I didn't see it. It was away from the ball. It's Maggie's first foul, team fifth. Braves inbounds on the ball on underneath their basket. Beaver up top, comes low. Zanon gets a handle on that, but they get it back. Now Beaver going down the far side, goes to the far side, dribbles baseline. There's some running room, but she turns around, dishes it to Fields. Fields to Durovsky, or Hale. Hale tied up by the Zanon twins, and then Maggie again called for the foul, her second, and that makes six for the Panthers. And again, it'll be inbounds ball for the Braves under their basket. And Beaver inbounds way up top to Beaver. Beaver takes the shot now, in and out, no good. Rebound, Maggie, it's loose on the floor, rolls out of bounds. It should be Panther ball, and it is. So a nice break for the Panthers. That shot rolls in and out. And a rare miss by the Braves here allows the Panthers to bring this up to half court to Johnson at the free throw. She goes over to the far side to Yates. Yates cross court to Katie. Katie back to Johnson, puts it on the paint. Then bounce passes to Maggie. Maggie drives the paint up and in. Squares up on the basket and lays it up and in for two. 22-24, two-point ball game as the Braves coach Blockers calls a timeout with 4:29 remaining in the second period. Panthers whittling away at that Brave lead, now within two, 22-24. As you listen in on the Panther drum line in the background here, Jacob Cruz, Derek Weaver, Shannon Yates, Eli Altland, Willie Brand, and Joe. Sounding good here. The cheerleaders on the far side, too. And a nice Craig crowd here this Saturday afternoon enjoying this 3A Region 5 basketball game here. So 4:29, almost halfway through the period. 7 points for the Braves and 10 for your Panthers. So whittling away at that lead as the Hale brings it across half court to Beaver on the far side. Back to Hale. Hale comes near side to Fisher. Back to Hale up top to Beaver. Trying to work it inside. Good defensive. And they go to Fisher underneath, but nothing doing. She backs out, gives it up. Hale makes a move. Ball gets knocked away, but Fields comes up with it. Banks it off the glass. And I believe Castle was in position for that. And that is a foul called on number 33, Johansson. That's her second foul, team's fifth, and no pressure in the backcourt now as Denon brings it across half court for the Panthers. Maggie to Marie. Marie down low to Katie on the near side. She rotates back up top, misses a few cutters, Then dishes to Johnson back on the near side. Back up top to Maggie, to Katie. Katie goes to Janita on the free throw line. Goes down low, but nothing doing. Kicks it out to Maggie in the corner. Maggie goes way up top to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Castle. Castle takes directions from James, Coach James from the sideline, and then goes to Maggie on the far side. Screened by Janita. And then Maggie tries to go inside, loses a handle, turns it over. Hale picks it up for the Braves, and we're going the other way now across half court. Beaver going baseline, has some room, and it's up and in straight away into the basket. Beaver scores two, makes it 26-22, and a traveling call called on Castle. I didn't see it. So that turns an unfortunate turnover to the Braves. Braves goes up court to Martin. Martin back to Beaver. Beaver to Hale. Hale picks up a dribble, goes Beaver on the far side, who pulls up and fires a three. It's in and out. Loose ball underneath, knocked away. Katie picks it up for the Panthers. Dribbles across half court. Goes to the top of the key. Dishes to Maggie on the near side. Back up top to Katie. Over to Castle. Castle makes a move to the baseline. Nothing doing there. Kicks it out to Janita Johnson cutting. Shot's no good. No foul. And the Braves come up with a rebound as Beaver pulls out of the crowd underneath the basket. Goes across half court on the far side. Picks up her dribble. Dishes to Martin. Then to Hale. Hale comes near side to Fisher. She goes in. Janita Johnson steps in front of that pass. Dishes it to Maggie. Maggie's got numbers that she can hustle, almost loses it, hands it to Johnson, Johnson over to Katie, Katie to Yates down low, goes baseline, reverse layup, hits the bottom of the hoop, no good, Castle with the putback, Castle again with the putback, getting hacked from behind, no foul called, and it's going to roll out of bounds off of Maggie Denon, and that'll be the Braves ball after about four or five shots. Underneath the basket for the Panthers, can't convert with a minute 55 remaining in the second period. 22-26, 4 points shy of the Braves as Fisher dribbles near side, turns around, bounce passes up top to Hale. Hale goes far side to Beaver. Beaver on the outside far side goes baseline. Johnson steps up, blocks that, gives it to Fields. Up at the top of the key to Hale on the near side. To Fisher in the corner, pulls up a three, and it's a two, and it's good, just inside the line. Fisher thinks hitting everything she shoots. 29, Katie to Melissa underneath. Melissa's shot up and no good. Rebound picked up by Beaver and the Braves, and we're going the other way. Hale to Fisher across half court. Fisher goes near side. Loses a handle on it, picks it back up. Fields at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Martin. Martin, cross court to Beaver. Beaver with a 10-foot shot, no good. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson out to Denon. Denon's pass gets deflected, and Beaver takes it away. Now Martin takes a shot, and it's up and in for two. Nice 4-foot jump shot by Martin. Makes it 30-22 with 41 seconds remaining in the half. What was a 4-point lead is extended to 8 now as the Braves capitalize on a couple of turnovers by the Panthers here as we go into halftime. This pass by Castle knocked away by the Braves. Hale picks it up and a 5-foot jump shot. And the Braves making the Panthers pay for these turnovers, 32-22 with 12 seconds on the clock. Johnson to Denon. Katie Denon goes right side, far side, three-pointer, shot by Castle, no good. Tipped out by Denon, Johnson with the putback, shot's no good. As time expires on the first half, it's going to be Braves 32, Panthers 22. And we'll turn it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 9-minute. Oh, hang on, stay with me. We've got a foul called.
Your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more. We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Welcome back, Prince of Wales. Getting ready to start up here on second half action of this girls' basketball game between Craig Lady Panthers and the Mount Edgecombe High School Lady Braves. 32-22 our score at halftime, with the Braves making the Panthers pay for each and every turnover here. After the Panthers did a good job of whittling that lead down to two at one point in the third second period. And then the Braves putting a little breathing room between them before halftime with a 10-point lead. Possession's going to go to your Panthers here as we start the second half. Katie, Janita, and Paisley on the floor to start the second half. And possession actually is going to the Braves. Braves going right to left this time. Panthers going left to right. Panthers in the white trunks, sporting green trim. And the Braves in cardinal and gold, cardinal trunks with the gold trim. Ball's in play. Hale fires a three-pointer, top of the key, and nails it to start the second half. 35-22 as Katie brings it across half court. Melissa comes and helps out. Pass to Johnson. Johnson cutting one way, and the pass goes another and bounces out of bounds, so that'll be a turnover, and the Braves will get this one. In the backcourt, Maggie chasing Beaver, and Maggie does a good job of taking that pass away. This is to Katie. Katie gets hacked, no call, but lays it up anyway for two. Nice work by the Denons there. And now full court pressure on in the backcourt as Martin comes to help out. And Hale, tipped pass. Denon gets a handle on it. Katie Denon brings it down, going to the hoop, pulls up for a five-foot jump shot, too hard, gets her own rebound, turns around, dishes to Johnson in the paint, and her shot goes. Janita Johnson with two on the board here in the second period, 35-26. And the Braves come out firing now across half court. Beaver down low to the near side, up to Hale. Hale comes low back to Beaver. Beaver to Hale, back to Beaver, playing catch here. Back to Hale up top. Now she goes to the other side, goes inside to Fields, out to Martin. And again, Katie gets a handle on that ball. Three-point shot by Hale. No good. Rebound, Castle. So a nice stop by the Panthers, and Castle brings it across half court now. Bax gets a screen by Wertman and then goes in the paint, and that ball gets tipped out of bounds. The shot was made, but tipped and out of bounds off the Braves. It'll be Panther ball underneath their basket, and Castle will do the honors for the Panthers. Castle goes up top. That ball gets taken away by Hale. Waiting for it. Beaver picks up and loses a dribble, and a travel wisely called as Denon tried to slap it out of her hands. Crowds wanting a foul, but it won't be it. So a turnover by the Braves now. See if the Panthers can capitalize on it here. Maggie right from the free throw line. Shot no good off the back of the rim and out of bounds off of the Panthers. Castle's going to come out and take a seat. Yates is going to come in. And Fields inbounds to, Martin to Fields. Back to Martin. Back to Beaver. Beaver in the backcourt still. crosses half court, goes into near side to Johansson. Shot's no good. Rebound, Yates and the Panthers. So another stop by the Panthers as Maggie brings it across half court. Dishes it to Katie. Katie goes near side, down to Maggie in the corner near side, up top to Johnson. Johnson puts the ball on the floor, backs up, goes far side to Katie. Katie rotates around, comes in the paint, tries to dish to Wertman, and the ball gets deflected out of bounds. Good hands by Martin and the Braves to knock it out. So it'll be Panther ball underneath their basket, and Wertman will inbound this for the Panthers. She goes up top to Johnson. Johnson brings it in, goes in the paint, gets shoved from behind, dishes to Denon. Maggie with a 12-foot jump shot, no good, and Yates on the rebound. And behind her is number 44, Martin, gets called for the foul, I believe. Her second foul. First team foul for the Braves this period. None for the Panthers yet, as Wertman will inbound this ball for the Panthers under their basket. Nice cut by Maggie. And Maggie up and in, banks it off the glass for two. 28-35. Full court press on the backcourt. Maggie takes it away, but Fields picks up the slack and dishes it to Beaver. Pulls up for a 10-foot jump shot. And I believe it's going to be Wertman called on the foul. Actually, Johnson, her first foul, first team foul. And that's while Beaver was shooting. So Beaver will make her first trip to the free throw line to shoot two. And her first shot's off the back of the rim. No good. She'll get a second shot here. Her second shot is no good again. Wertman gets a hand on it. Katie Denon runs it down and picks it up across half court for the Panthers. Comes to the near side, cross court, far side to Johnson. Then Denon. Maggie goes in the paint, dish to Johnson. She's going to fire a 12-footer and nails it. Nice bucket by Johnson. Makes it 30-35. And a timeout called by Coach Blockhorst and the Braves with 4:29 remaining in the third period. The Panthers have cut that lead in half as they battle back in and now make the Braves pay for those costly turnovers and cut their lead from 10 to 5, 30-35 the score right now. No Panthers in real foul trouble. Denon with two, Maggie Denon with two, Krolakowski with two, Katie Denon with one, Janita Johnson with one, and Melissa Castle with one. And over on the Braves side, two for Johansson, two for Fisher, two for Martin, and one for Fields. One team foul for each team here in the second half. And it'll be Braves ball with a full court press on in the backcourt. Yates guarding Beaver. Beaver streaks up the near side here, has some baseline running room, takes it, a dish, nice, broken up by Johnson, steps in front of that bounce pass, saw it coming. Katie Denon across half court, over to the far side to Johnson. Johnson comes up top, bounce pass as intended for Wertman, but it bounces right into the Braves' hands, so we're heading back the other way. Beaver on the near side. Beaver backs up, now goes baseline, bounce pass to Johansson. Johansson up to Hale at the top of the key. She comes near side. Ball tipped away by Katie. Maggie picks it up at the sideline. Two on two. Pulls up to Paisley Wertman at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound. Yates with the putback. And this one drops for Yates. Nice hustle by the Panthers. 35-32. It's a three-point game now. Full court press on in the backcourt. And Maggie Denon called for the foul. Third foul for Maggie, second team foul this half. Janita Johnson's going to come out for a breather as Castle comes back in the ball game, and Hale brings it across half court for the Braves to Martin. Martin back to Hale. Hale reverses back to the near side to Martin. Martin goes baseline, pulls up for a 5-foot jumper. It's no good, but Fisher, the quick Fisher, recovers that, and a travel called on Fisher. with pressure by the Danon twins to create that, and that'll help stop ball and turn it over to the Panthers here to try to close that gap. Again, Katie, far side to Maggie. Maggie gets a screen by Wertman, comes up top, and she's going to get called for a carrying. Maggie Danon is going to take a breather and sit down as Johnson comes back in the ball game. 3:08 remaining in the third period, 32-35. Panthers down by three. Fisher to Johansson. Johansson to Martin. Martin to Hale at the top of the key. Comes to the near side to Fisher. Fisher guarded by Yates. Yates trying to trouble her. To Hale. Hale goes inside. Turns around, backs up. He's going to pull up for a three, and Yates gets a hand on that. Oh, that was all ball. Yates called for the foul on the three-pointer. Yates tips the ball out of bounds, and that's going to be Marie Yates' first foul, 13th foul, and it's going to send Hale to the line. First trip to the free throw line for Hale this matchup, so we'll see what she can do with that. She makes the first one. 36-32 as Dorofsky comes in and Martin goes out. Fisher will get two more attempts at the free throw line. Second shot's in and out, no good. And she'll get one more shot here. Hale's third shot is good. 2-for-3 at the line, makes it 37-32 with 2:47 remaining in the third period. Katie Danon brings it across half court. Melissa Castle goes inside to Yates. Yates tries to baseline it, tips it back out to Wertman with a 5-foot jump shot, lefty, and it's good. Paisley Wertman with the bucket. 34-37, full court press on in the backcourt by the Panthers. This one gets up to Fisher. Fisher goes far side. Pulls up, thinks about it, passes back up to Hale all alone, pulls a three, it's no good. Rebound Johnson, so a nice stop. That pass into traffic. Fortunately, Katie Danon brings it in. I'm not sure how, but top of the key. Now she goes far side. Johnson thinks about a three, goes to the top of the key, dishes it to Wertman. That's a free throw line. Wertman's shot is no good, misses the rim. Castle with the putback, it's no good. Johnson picks this one out, goes inside, and gets hammered in the paint. Shot's no good, but she's working hard and draws the foul, shooting two. That foul's on number 32, Dorofsky. First foul, second team foul, and Johnson at the line. Her first trip to the free throw line this game. First shot's good. Janita Johnson with the bucket, and she'll get a second attempt and closes that gap to 2 points. And tries to make it one right now, and she does. 36-37 with a minute 56 remaining in the third period. Full court press on. This pass is too far. Saved by, almost saved by the Braves, number 32, Dorofsky, but she steps out of bounds, and a nice turnover for the Panthers again here. With a 1:50 on the clock in the third period, Katie Danon comes across half court. Goes far side to Johnson. Johnson brings it up top of the key to Katie. Katie far side to Yates. Yates at the top of the key. Wertman comes up to screen, then goes inside the paint. Passes to Danon. Danon backs up. Back up top to Yates. Far side Johnson. Bounce pass to Castle. Wertman, I'm sorry, with the shot. Melissa with the putback in the bucket and the foul. Castle with the layup for two, makes it 38-37. The Panthers take the lead, and that foul on number 40, Fields, second, third team foul for the Braves, and Castle with the opportunity, shooting 100% from the free throw line, and she makes it good, and one, 39-37. Panthers take the lead with a minute 23 in the third period now. Braves will inbounds the ball. Hale with a full court press on in the backcourt. Fields comes up to take this one back to Hale. Hale goes way up court to Dorofsky. Dorofsky cross court. Danon gets a handle on that ball. Katie Danon and then gets a foul called, a pushing foul from behind. That's Katie's second, fourth team foul, and it'll be inbounds ball for the Braves on the far side. Beaver to Hale, back to Beaver on the far side. Beaver up top to Hale. Hale bounces, goes inside, then comes near side to Dorosky. Dorosky decides to go in the paint, then kicks it out to Johansson. That pass tipped by Yates, but then Dorosky comes up with it, goes baseline, and it's bounced out of bounds. It's a turnover. Nice defensive pressure by. Now they give it back to the. They give it back to the Braves. I guess it was slapped out. So Braves ball underneath their basket. Up top to Dorosky. Dorosky to Beaver. Back to Dorosky. Closed off. Nothing doing. Tipped away by Katie. Katie picks it up. Oh, and she double dribbles with it. She stole the ball, dribbled, stopped, picked up her dribble, and then instead of passing it, dribbled it back. So nice defense, but going to give it right back to the Braves here with 46 seconds remaining in the third period. Braves from the far side to Johansson. Johansson to Beaver to Hale coming to the near side to Martin. Martin thinks about a three. Hale up top as they burn the time off the clock here. Beaver tries to go inside, bounce pass to Hale. Hale backs up, nothing doing there. Fields at the line, and a block foul called on Wortman, I believe. And that is on Wortman, her first, team fifth. So it'll be out of bounds ball for the Braves under their basket. Hale inbounds as 44. Martin fires a three ball. It's no good. Rebound Johnson. Johnson puts the ball down across half court. Pass is taken away by Fields, and she dribbles it, loses a handle on it at half court. Johnson slaps it away and then fouls. Number 14, Janita Johnson, called for her second foul. Sixth team foul with 11.9 seconds on the clock. Panthers up by 2, 39-37. And it'll be a Braves ball underneath the bench here. Hale inbounds to Beaver. Beaver on the near side. Pass is tipped away by Johnson, but then chased down by Fields. Fields met by Maggie. Maggie to Hale. Hale on the near side as time expires on the third period. 39-37. Panthers up by two. I'll turn it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
Is provided by The Clothes Company, open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays, located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers!
Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Welcome back here. Fourth and final period. The Panthers dominating the third period with a 17-5 run on the Braves. And let's hope that momentum continues here, as it'll be Panther ball inbounds from the far side. The ball comes into Maggie on the near side. She goes baseline, hands it to Janita Johnson just inside the three, and knocks down a nice 12-footer to make it 41-37, and the full court press on in the backcourt as Hale double-teamed by Castle. They trap her at half court, then tip it up to Fields. Fields holds it back out to Hale. Hale goes near side. Beaver. Beaver goes baseline. Shut off by Johnson. Dishes it to Johansson. Back up top to Hale. Fires a three, and it's no good, but they pull the rebound down. Beaver just inside the three with a two-pointer and nails it. I'm sorry, Beaver on that bucket for two. And as Maggie comes across half court, she gets fouled by number 23, Hale. And that's her first foul, team's fourth. And that'll be a Panther ball here underneath the bench at half court. Johnson to Maggie. Maggie puts the ball on the floor, goes to center court, back to Katie. Katie bounces, then passes cross court to Johnson, and then over to Maggie in the corner. Short shot bounces off the rim. Castle grabs the putback, puts it in. And they called a player control foul on Castle. She had the ball. I've never seen anything like it. That's her second foul. Turns the ball, no bucket, turns the ball over to the Braves. And then an elbow called by, I think the referee has a problem with number 42 at the moment. And that's going to be Melissa Castle's third foul right in a row. 6:52 remaining in the ball game. 41-39 the score. That puts the Braves in the double, in the bonus, and that's going to send number 11 Beaver to the line to shoot two, her first trip, second trip to the free throw. She nails the first one. 41-40, Panthers up by one. And her second shot is up and no good. Rebound Wortman. Wortman out to Yates. Yates over to Katie. Katie way up court to Janita. Janita slows up, backpedals, and finds Maggie. A timeout called by Coach James and the Panthers as Janita got tied up with that possession. And so off to a bit of a slow start for the Panthers here in the first period with a couple of foul calls and turnovers. 41-40 the score. Panthers up by one as Coach James tries to realign these Panthers. Not quite sure what happened underneath the basket there with that call, but Castle with the ball dribbling into position to what looked like a clean bucket and a foul on the shot turns into a player control charge call on Castle. It results in a turnover, unfortunately, for the Panthers. Three fouls on Castle, so she took a seat. And Yates comes into the game to relieve her. Maggie with three fouls, Melissa with three fouls now. The only ones close to any foul trouble. And it'll be Panther ball inbounds with 6:41 remaining in the game. Johnson on the far side finds Maggie. Goes up top to Katie. Katie on the far side comes near side. Top of the key. Finds Yates on the far side inside the three. Goes to the paint. Dishes to Johnson. And not sure there's a foul called. We're turning. I didn't see it all. They gave the ball to the Braves. There's no foul, and they just gave the ball to the Braves. And then number 44 Martin goes to the hoop and lays it up. 41-42, Panthers down. Denon with the ball takes a nice 5-foot jump shot, taking matters into her own hands like she does so well. 43-42, basket's good for Denon. Full court press on in the backcourt, and Johnson going to be called for this blocking foul. Number one for her third foul. And that's the ninth team foul for the Panthers. As we walk to the line to shoot a 1-1, Beaver will do the honors. Shooting 25%. This will be her third trip to the line with a 1-1. And Beaver's shot is up and in, so she'll get a second one. 43-43, tie ball game right now. Beaver will try to make it a one-point lead for the Braves, and her second shot is good, and does so. 44-43, Braves retake the lead with 6 minutes left to play. Katie Maggie across half court, passes over far side to Janita, to Katie, and that ball gets slapped away by Hale. Katie over to the far side to Janita, all alone. She's going to fire a three, and it's in and out. And tipped out of bounds by Yates on the rebound. Looked like it was going. A nice shot by Johnson, but it just tips out. Braves will inbound this ball to Beaver. Full court press on in the backcourt. Beaver dribbles through the Denons, goes the distance, dishes, and nice hustle by Johnson to slap that bounce pass intended for Fields waiting under the bucket out of bounds. It'll be Braves ball underneath their basket. And inbounds to Johansson, up top to Martin. Martin to Beaver in the near corner, guarded by Castle. Castle back on the floor for the Panthers, good to see. Up to Fields, free throw, back to Hale, near side. Beaver down low. And she pivots, goes baseline, all the way under. Bounce passes to Hale with a three. Shot's no good. Johnson on the rebound. Nice timing on the leap to pull it in. Long pass up the court to Yates. Maggie saves it from bouncing out of bounds. Johnson steps in, takes a bounce pass, almost taken away. Now Johnson to Castle. Castle into Johnson, tipped away, and a foul. Called on the Braves underneath the basket. And that foul is number three. Number third foul, 15 foul. And it's inbounds ball for the Panthers under their basket. Johnson does the honors for the Panthers. She gets it to Katie. Katie goes up top, tipped away, then hands it to Yates. Yates way up top to Denon. Denon goes to paint, pulls up for a five-footer, touches, not enough. It bounces out. Rebound, Braves, but the Denons get a hold of it, taken away by Fields. Fields up to Hale. Hale turns around, slows it up as she drives into traffic, pulls back. Over to Beaver. Beaver on the far side finds Fields cut and loses a handle. Castle comes up with it. Got numbers 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Maggie. Up and in for two on the right side. 45-44. Panthers take it back. And Beaver with this one. 5-foot jumper. No good. Rebound. Katie Denon. Katie Denon across half court. Slows down. Passes into Castle. Castle up top to Maggie. Maggie fires a three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound. Castle. Loose ball. Yates picks it up. Kicks it out to Denon. Denon nails. Katie Denon on the bucket. 47-44. 3:56 remaining. Full court press on in the backcourt. Beaver brings it across half for the Braves. Comes near side. And a timeout called by Coach Blockhorst and the Braves. With 3:48 remaining in the ball game, Panthers make it a 3-point lead. On some fine defensive pressure and offensive shooting to make it 47-44. Just the kind of play you need to see out of some of these players in the home stretch here to try to keep the Panthers ahead in this matchup. Now, the winner of this game will be awarded the second seed to the state tournament in Anchorage in 2 weeks. So a lot riding on this game. Loser goes home. Basketball season is over for this year for these ladies. If this game comes up short. So the Panthers huddled up. Coach James giving them instructions, firing them up. And these Panthers girls looking confident, having fun, playing well, playing hard, as always for you. Yates, Johnson, Castle, and the Denon twins on the floor for you here with 3:48 remaining in the ballgame. 19 fouls on the Panthers, 15 fouls on the Braves. It'll be Braves ball as Martin will inbound to Beaver on the near side. Beaver. Bounce passes to Johansson, back to Hale, back to Beaver in the corner, back to Hale up top. Nice defense, nothing doing. And a bounce pass gets taken away by Johnson. Johnson steps in front of it, dribbles across half court. She sees a lane, she goes for it. Shot's no good. Castle on the putback for two. Nice work by the ladies. Braves, pressure in the backcourt. Hale to Beaver across half court now. Beaver pulls up for the 10-footer. It's short. Janita Johnson pulls it down, kicks it out to Castle. Castle on the near side comes across half court. Cross court pass to Maggie on the far side, up top to Johnson. Johnson thinks about a three. Katie Denon to Castle with a 10-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Denon, Maggie on the rebound, into Katie. Katie to Castle. Castle passes too much, but she chases it down, goes baseline. Bounce pass opposite side to Denon, and a timeout called by Coach James, and the Panthers not wanting to waste that possession with 2:49 on the clock. Your Panthers up 49-44 as Coach James reassembles these ladies to try to push this through to the end. Again, these Lady Panthers saying, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We got this. Very excited about being 5 points ahead at this point in the game. And the Braves trying to figure out a way, a little more tentative, a little more solemn in the huddle on the Braves side of the bench right now as Coach Blockhorst tries to get these ladies fired up. Possession will go to the Panthers as Johnson will inbound the ball underneath their basket. Johnson way up top to Denon. Maggie pulls it in. Ball gets tipped away by Jarofsky. Castle on the near side goes to Johnson at half court. Almost gets it taken away. Johnson dribbles through traffic, hangs on to it, gives it to Yates. Yates up top to Denon. Denon to Castle as these girls are chewing up the clock right now with 2:26. Johnson thinks about three, pulls back, dishes to Maggie. Maggie over on the far side to Marie Yates. Marie goes baseline, pulls it back out to Katie Denon. Shot's no good. Rebound. Yates with the putback. No good. Over the court, over the goal. Rebound. Braves. Jarofsky to Martin. Martin, you don't want somebody ought to pressure her. She's not the ball handler. And she does. Maggie Denon steps in, takes the ball away, and lays it up and in for two. Nice work by Denon, 51-44. And the Braves bring it across half court, down low, 10-footer over the rim. Castle on the rebound. Castle up to Maggie all alone. It's one-on-one. Hale, nice play by Denon as she goes to the hoop strong, and the foul on number 23, Hale, will be her second foul. It's the sixth team foul, so still no Maggie was going to the hoop, so Denon will get a trip to the free throw line to shoot two. First trip to the free throw line for Maggie, and her first shot is good. And that makes it 52-44 as Coach Blockers calls a timeout with a minute 40 remaining in the ball game. 8-point lead for your Panthers, 52-44. With Maggie Denon returning to the free throw line for a second free throw to try to make it a 9-point lead. The Lady Panthers in the driver's seat right now as Coach James huddles up. And nothing but excitement from the Panther bench as these ladies continue to work hard and make things happen. In the face of a tough Mount Edgecombe Lady Brave team here. 52-44 the score. Maggie Denon goes to the line as Coach Bacher still has his team assembled on the sideline as the Panthers wait for him on the floor. And a 13-6 run this fourth period so far for the Panthers. Maggie goes to the line to shoot her second of two shots. And her shot is good. Makes it 53-44. Inbound ball. Pressure in the backcourt. Yates on Jarofsky. Back to Fields. Up to Martin. Martin goes to the hoop strong. Lays it up and in for two. 53-46. Half-court pressure by the Braves, and they're going to take this ball away. Dorofsky to Fields. Fields loses a handle on that pass, kicks it back out to Hale up top, fires a three. Up and out, no good. Rebound, the putback by the Braves is good. Number 33 makes it a 53-48 game. Johnson across half court. And a timeout called by James and the Panthers with 59.7 seconds on the clock here. 53-48 with a quick four-point flurry by the Braves to make it a five-point ball game. Coach James wants to make sure these girls know how to finish this in the lead. With a one turnover costing the Panthers up 2 points. And a strong defensive or offensive board by the Braves with a putback. Another 2 points, cutting that Panther lead down from 9-5 with just a little under a minute left to play in this one. It's going to take some control and experience by these Panthers to finish this thing out, as these Braves are not going to give up easily. Johnson's on the far side to inbound this ball for the Panthers, and she finds Castle in the backcourt. Castle across half court now. Comes to the near side, and the Braves strip this ball away. Jump ball called, and possession will go to the Braves with 51 seconds remaining to play. Hale to Dorofsky. Dorofsky runs across half court, goes inside to Hale. Hale fires a three. It's looking good. It's no. Rebound. Dorofsky and Denon. Jump ball called. And it'll be Panther ball. Nice hustle by Katie Denon to force that jump ball. 41 seconds remaining. 53-48. It's Panther ball. Castle connects with Denon. Katie Denon. And she gets hit in the eye. And a foul called. It's a conciliatory foul call. He had to call it because Katie's eye got banged hard. And that's her third foul. It's the seventh team foul, so we're walking the court. And Denon's going to get a one-and-one opportunity. 38 seconds remaining on the clock. Looks like Denon is looking for her contact. I believe she has to do the shooting, so she's good to go now. And Katie now goes to the line to shoot a 1-1. This will be Katie's first trip to the line this game. A little bit of a fuzzy eye right now, and she's going to give it a go. She nails it. Even with a bad eye, Katie Denon makes it 54. 6-point lead for the Panthers. 38 seconds. Katie's second shot is up and golden. Nice shooting, Katie. 55-48. Braves bringing it up the court. Somebody ought to take that ball away as she dribbles way out front. It's out of bounds. Off the Braves, turns that ball over to the Panthers. A big turnover there for your Panthers as Castle will inbounds in the backcourt for the Panthers on the far side. Pressure on in the backcourt. Janita comes up, and she's shoved immediately by Fields, number 40. Her fourth foul, eighth team foul. And we're walking to the line here to shoot another 1-1. Janita Johnson at the line, 100% from the free throw line so far with two free throws. This will be her second trip to the line with a 1-1 here, and her first shot is golden. Tell you what, these Panthers are right on the money. And they're actually shooting as a team 100% from the free throw line. This one is no good. Rebound, Braves. Loose ball on the floor. Fisher to Hale. Hale brings it across half court. 20 seconds on the clock. Goes baseline. Gets tied up. Pass up top over to Dorosky. Fires a three just inside the line. It's a two. Dorosky gets to, makes it 56-50. And the inbounds pass is fouled with 9.4 seconds on the clock. This foul is on number 32, Dorosky. And that's the ninth team foul, so we're walking to the free throw line here. And Coach Blockhorst is going to call a timeout with 9.4 seconds left on the clock to play. Panthers 56, Braves 50. Lady Panthers just 6 seconds away from a second-place finish at this tournament and a second-place seed to the state tournament in Anchorage in 2 weeks. As Coach James huddles them up down below, with Denon, I believe, going to the line. I'm sorry, Johnson at the line. With just 6 seconds remaining to play here, the teams take the field. 56-50 the score. As the Panthers try to finish this with 9.4 seconds remaining on the clock. Maggie Denon at the line. With a 1-1. Maggie shooting 100%. Her shot is good, and she'll get a second shot now. Makes it 57-50. Maggie will try to make it an 8-point game, and she does. 58-50 with 9 seconds on the clock. The Braves coming down. Dorosky pulls up 5-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound put back by 33 is good as time expires on the ball game. The Craig Panthers victorious here and awarded second place in the 3A Region 5 tournament here behind Sitka. So Sitka ladies, Wolves, and the Craig Lady Panthers going to go to the state tournament in Anchorage to represent the 3A Region 5 up in Anchorage in 2 weeks. I'll give you a quick rundown of scoring here. 10 for Katie Denon. 20 for Maggie Denon. 4 for Paisley Wortman. 11 for Janita Johnson. 2 for Marie Yates. And 11 for Melissa Castle. And that's going to do it here for basketball. I want to thank KRBD and all the help. Lauren in the studio there, thanks for coming in and broadcasting this afternoon. And I'm Ken Owen. We'll see you on the radio next time. Thanks for joining us.